The Maritime Security Act is creating more resources to prevent and deal with the threat of terrorism in our ports. Coast Guard Officer Andrew Palmiato in Duluth says one of the major parts of the new law is being able to identify people working at the port.
Or the indication is that we're going to put together like a port security card with like an identification card for people who are working at waterfront facilities. I'm not sure how the like deliveries, how that will work, but I'm sure, I believe that there will have to be some kind of identification program set up for people who are delivering goods and to the waterfront.
Palmiato says it is unclear if the Coast Guard will be responsible for these IDs, or if there is going to be a system of international identification that would meet U.S. requirements. Center for Seafarers' Rights Director Douglas Stevenson in New York says the International Labor Organization in Geneva is trying to agree on an international ID system. Stevenson hopes it would meet the U.S. standards and substitute for a national identification document.
Eventually, I'm very confident that every ship's crew, foreign and domestic, will have to have some additional identification than they now require. Now, the problem here is that if the U.S., by national legislation, didn't make this requirement, you'd have the kind of onerous requirements of crew members having to obtain multiple identification cards. So the idea of having one standardized system has a lot of merit.
Another part of the port security bill would require security teams to be placed around the country. In Superior, Josh Weir, Wisconsin Public Radio.